With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's time for your weekly Winger Appreciation Assembly. Thanks to Winghouse, the best seats and beers, always guaranteed.
Yes, you heard that right. We're back here for the Moles, and we're giving probably the least appreciated position on the field more appreciation with this new segment, Shawnee.
100%. And I don't know why they don't get the the accolades, the appreciation that they don't get. Obviously, we're big fans of wingers here on the Moles Club. And Scope, I want to ask you, you played with some legends of the number 2 and 5 variety during your career, Parramatta, Manly, and potentially even over there in the Super League when you weren't in Ibiza. Who were the two things? Who was the best winger that you've actually played with? And who's your number one pick of all time?
Oh, number one pick of all time. Let's start with my favorite ever winger teammate. It's from my glory days at Manly. And he would have been on the highlights packages when they were showing our game to the States, specifically with his hit on Money Munster, George Tafua.
Big Jorge.
So for people that don't know about my career going from Parramatta to Manly, I was a spot defender. Teams used to target me relentlessly. But when I played with guys like Stephen Maddow and George Tafua, who would come wedging in all the way from his wing to protect me and make my tackles, I love playing with players like that. So big shout out to Georgie Tafua. I think he's still going around over in the UK.
He is,
a slept on winger that I played with that people might not be familiar with is a guy called Tom Johnston. Played at Wakefield. He's now playing at Catalan Dragons. I think he's a player just like what Ricky does, who gets these English Super League players. Yep. Morgan Smithy is the perfect example now that's come over.
Yeah,
that would do a good job over in the NRL. All time? Ooh.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
That who is mine tough is?
One. Yeah, okay. Give us your all-time Bulldogs winger.
Oh, well, he's the GOAT, isn't he? The great Hazem El Masri. But for mine, of all time, of all players, really, who I loved to watch when he was airborne, Semi Radradra back in the day.
Semi,
not so long ago. Unfortunately, we lost him to Gibbo Sport, but he was so good to watch.
A funny story just on Semi. So Semi come over the year before. I was still at Parramatta in his first year, and couldn't speak a lick of English.
Yeah.
Right? So I was left edge back row, and I'm trying to call a couple of plays to him, and I'm calling out very basic, generic plays. It might be a block play. I'm just, hold the paint, watch out for one over the top just in case or whatever. And he'd just give me this blank look. And I was looking at him going like, how is this going to go for him? What's he going to turn out like, right? Because he couldn't speak any English.
Yeah.
Ended up finding out he'd played rugby union before. He'd actually come over. He was complaining about a sore shoulder. He had to get a shoulder reconstruction at the end of the year as well because he was playing with he's playing through a busted shoulder in New South Wales Cup. So that shows how tough he is. Turn up the volume, turn up the flavour. Wings, beers, and sporting glory only at Winghouse.